Trevor Herbert turned 19 in 1967. His number came up. He served in Vietnam in 1968 with 3RA and also with a mobile training unit training South Vietnamese soldiers. Towards the end of his war, he was not in good shape, either mentally or physically. Upon return home, the nightmares began, and he was drinking heavily. Trevor's wife Maureen was his counsellor and his saviour, he said. He also found that the support from fellow veterans at the RSL helped. In 1987, Australians finally welcomed their Vietnam veterans home. Tears, beers, and reunions was how Trevor described the event. A decade later, Trevor Herbert had one more important decision to make before he could lay the ghost of national service to rest. When the opportunity arose to go back to Vietnam, he agreed only because Maureen was determined to accompany her Vietnamese friend who wanted to visit her former home in Saigon. Trevor came to appreciate that the Vietnamese also had suffered during the war.
So I went over there. We went to their family home in one of the suburbs of Saigon, and we stayed there, and we were treated like royalty. I couldn't believe how they looked after us. And their eldest son agreed to take me back to Nui Dat, where Task Force Base was. It helped me understand things that I couldn't understand while I was over there in the army. You know, how gentle the people were, how respectful they were, how nice their culture was, how caring they were. I can remember on one of our trips out, he took us into a big religious pagoda. Around the walls were all these names of people who had been killed during the war. And for some reason, it just absolutely overwhelmed me. And I had to go outside and I sort of broke down a bit. And the Vietnamese guy come up behind me, could speak English, put his hand on my shoulder and he said, "That was then, this is now, you can't stay there, you have to live now. We haven't got time to worry about stuff like that. We get on with our lives and you must too." And that was really, really good for me. When I get down the dumps, I remember his words. You know, I was lucky enough to get the birthday ballot. It's the only thing I ever bloody won in my life. My greatest counsellor and greatest help has been my wife. She saved my life time and time again after I come home when I've gone astray and ended up drinking too much. And she's always been there for me and she's got me through it. I tried to catch up with Ross, my good mate, several times, and he suffered more than me. And his wife eventually said, "Every time you come here and you get together and start talking, I have to pick up the pieces. So I'd rather you didn't visit." And I had a good talk with Ross on the phone and he said, "I'll never forget you." And I said, "I'll never forget you." And we haven't spoken since. That's my story.
Private Trevor Herbert, 3rd Royal Australian Regiment. After the war, Trevor had returned to the railways but found that he couldn't cope with the noise and conditions. He gained work at Bunbury Prison, where his military experience was an advantage. Today, Trevor is enjoying his retirement. He's active as a volunteer and is still involved with the RSL. The war will always be part of his experience, and the demons still visit on occasion.